This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.com. FM to get started.
Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Let those who worship evil's might beware my power. Green Lantern's light.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is DC Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary within the DC Universe.
Greetings, fan of the DC Universe, and I would like to very much wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving today, if you're listening to this next week. If not, happy Thursday. I'm Adam Gertler.
I'm Roxy Stryer. Great intro, buddy.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm definitely not going to be here next Thursday, so maybe there's somebody who's like, you know what, I'm going to save up all my podcasts and listen to them next Thursday.
Or if they're going home to see their family, maybe they listen on the plane.
I'm going home. I was actually just talking to Matt Key, that Marvel guy, about how excited I am for flying home Monday night to the East Coast, and I'm like, I'm working on a huge pile of comics I got right now and graphic novels, and I'm excited to just read on the plane and then read at home in the room that I grew up in and not watch too much TV. I just want to focus on some comics for a little bit.
I'm excited for you to come back with stories about your mom. We love her. I miss calling
mom
her on the show.
Great. Maybe we'll get her to call in. I don't know. We should. We should. And we have a theme song for mom, which, you know, we won't be able to play on the Popcorn Talk Network because it wasn't sent to them yet. But here's the thing. But I just want to point out Roxy's dress right now. Talk about this dress, and please get our ratings up and do a little twirl around. Stand up and show the good
people.
You're
not going to be able to see it. Oh, I guess you could go to the wide shot.
Go to the wide.
So
do whatever you guys have to do, and let's really just...
Huge shout out to Black Milk Clothing for sending me this, amongst other DC stuff. But this is a great Harley dress. Here, I'll show you. You have to comment because now
okay, first of all, I'm supposed to keep a straight face and do a podcast with this next to me, okay? So...
I'm spilling.
I want everybody to just tell me how much sympathy you have for me right now. I have to be in the same room as this person and act all professional because, as you can see, it's just the two of us today.
I'm the least, like, I can't do spins like that. I'm the most clumsy of the people. I, like, spilt over my beer. It's only noon.
My other lovely female co-host from FX Movie Download, Sasha Pearl Raver, told me about the show Flesh and Bone, which is a miniseries on Stars right now. There's 8 episodes up, and it's written by one of the writers of Breaking Bad, I believe, and it's all about ballet, but there's obviously lots of, like, sex and betrayal in it, too, so...
Obviously.
I mean, it's a good show. I watched the first episode, and I'm like, I think I love ballet.
Oh, I was wondering where you were going with that. That was the whole story?
Yeah.
You know what I thought you were going to do?
Sexy dancers, yeah.
No, Sasha Pearl Raver I had on my TV fight show this week.
How did she do?
She did really, really well, but you're going to have to watch to see.
She can definitely talk.
You know what we say every time we see each other?
What's that?
That we share a work husband. That's you.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, you know, Sasha and I just started recording our Man of Steel episode of FX Movie Download. We actually watched all the special features. I just want to say, fans of DC Movie News, if you don't own the Blu-ray of Man of Steel, you need to get it. There is this kind of like a picture-in-picture special feature which takes you through the entire movie in time with the movie with Zack Snyder and everybody else who worked on the film. It is the best commentary you've ever seen because it works as like a picture-in-picture. You don't actually lose the film like you do sometimes where it's just audio overplaying the movie. It is awesome, and it got me so freaking psyched for the new DC Universe. And folks, let me tell you, the DCEU, it's so close that there's two DC movies that have wrapped production, or wrapped at least principal photography, and there's one shooting now. That's three being worked on, and one of those, guys, hold on. One of those films that's working on right now is Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. There's a Wonder Woman movie being made right
currently
now.
It's currently
being made. Happening.
We have movies that we're going to actually be able to talk about after we saw them on the show. We've been doing the show for over a year. We're coming so close. I can taste it.
This is so crazy.
I know.
So let's just jump into that. I know we're going out of order with our pictures, but can we look at that Wonder Woman picture we have queued up there?
You're my fearless leader. I'll follow you into any Wonder Woman picture.
So let's check this out. So we had this great picture that was tweeted or something from Chris Pine or whoever. So I know I'm going to mispronounce his name, but we got Chris Pine and Saeed Taghmaoui.
I have a hard time with it, too.
Okay. Who's done a ton of stuff. He's been acting. He's a French actor, but he's been acting in this country for like almost 15 years or more than 15 years with Steve Trevor. So, lots to talk to. I'm getting the message to my right or left.
No, but that, you're a professional. You're supposed to just move and not say that you're getting a message from the booth.
I know, but it was so interactive. I wanted to play with it.
Yeah, but he was
I was breaking the fourth wall.
Yo, move. Oh, yeah,
I was breaking the fourth wall.
You're letting the audience in.
So, this is very exciting. Now, first, let's talk about time period. We've long heard that part of Wonder Woman was going to take place in World War I, World War II. I'm no costume expert, but this looks more like World War I to me, and I say that only because I'm more familiar with the World War II period, and this doesn't look of that period.
I feel the exact same way, but I'm not that familiar with World War I costumes.
So, in the chat roll, respond to us. What do you guys think? I think the way, as I listen to more people comment on this, I think it is World War I, and okay, now there's a couple of things World War I. Now, on to the next piece of news and how this ties into that. You have Chris Pine, and everyone's like, what? 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 What?
Wait. Why are they like, what about Chris Pine?
Yeah, because he's supposed to be Steve Trevor, the modern boyfriend or, working with Wonder Woman type dude. Mm-hmm. How is he in the 20s if it is World War I or the 40s if it's World War II? Or rather, what? Well, World War I, was that the teens?
I think the 14.
Okay. So, then the rumor comes from, I think, Heroic Hollywood. Everyone's saying, like, oh, no. Is he Steve Trevor? Maybe he's Grandpa Trevor. Maybe he's Great-Grandpa Trevor. So then that's the next question. So if Steve Trevor is in his 30s, then his grandfather would be of the age to have been in World War II, but his grandfather would not have been the age to have been in World War I. So it would have to then be a great-grandfather?
Here's the problem. If this is Steve Trevor, then we're introducing somebody who I really want to stick around the DCEU as in Chris Pine.
I think he was hired with the intention that he would be sticking around
but
for some time.
There's no way he sticks around if we have him in 1914 as Steve Trevor. How are we going to bring him into our...
Well,
the rest of our movies.
That is the question. So that's why this idea of like, oh, he's playing an ancestor is a little corny, but it sounds like that's the way they're going to go because honestly, he'd have to have some really dominant genes on the Trevor side of the family.
Wait, so you think he's going to actually play two characters?
Yes, yeah, so that's the rumor is that he's playing an ancestor of himself and himself.
Oh, I don't know if I like that.
Well, that's the best bet. I mean, how else do you see this shaken down here?
Well, I think that maybe he pulled Michael Douglas and only signed for one film kind of thing.
Well, Michael Douglas wants to come back to his franchise.
He does, and maybe somehow we do want him to, but I definitely want him to stick around. I just think that it's a strange play. If they knew they were going to do that, then why would they?
Hey, guys, is it possible to get the chat roll on that screen like we do sometimes?
I've got it in here right now.
I know, but I love it if I could see it too, because then at least we have multiple eyes on it. But I'm just curious as to what people say about this, because, you know,
Right now it says, Alex says it'll be like Back to the Future. Steve Trevor will time travel back to World War I and bang his grandma. I think that's a likely theory.
Okay, I don't know who said that, but I don't see how you can take from that picture that Steve Trevor is banging his own grandmother. I don't see where the implication is, but I'm going to support the theory. I think you're probably right. I just don't know if you have the photographic evidence to support it.
Vern says Steve Trevor has been living with Wonder Woman on her island and time moves slower.
Okay. We're getting some different theories. I like that.
Desert says that Chris Pine signed a multi-pick deal.
Uh-huh.
So I would be curious. What is that? Three movies, six movies? We'll see. A lot of different theories in here. I definitely want to see him for more than one film.
The other thought is time travel, which...
Right, that was the Back to the Future theory.
Right, well, yes, okay, except without the banging the grandmother stuff. Time travel seems weird to me, to that quickly, that we're going to all of a sudden introduce time travel to this universe off the heels of Batman v Superman and Suicide Squad, and now we're time traveling. I don't know if I buy that.
Willis says they're going to pull what they did on the old TV show for Wonder Woman. He's going to be Steve's granddad, and then Steve the Third will come.
Right. See, that sounds likely, and we've seen that many times. We've seen it with, like, Mina Harker in the Bram Stoker's Dracula, and, like, that's a trope we've seen before, you know?
Yep. SSGSRL says Chris Pine signed for 3 films, so... you guys are killing it in the chat right now.
I think Steve Trevor is going to be playing with the Justice League and the modern people. I think he's going to be on the side of, like, the humans and the heroes in the present day. So this is really interesting. And maybe as his ancestor, he's playing a more minor character. You know, maybe it's not that Wonder Woman falls in love with him in this period, but maybe Saeed's character, which we'll get to now, Saeed's character is also a guy who doesn't age, because he said... Saeed Tagmaoui, I know he's Moroccan, he's French, this guy is all over the place. He said he's playing a superhero.
He says, I'll be playing a superhero, but details are still under wraps. I can't tell you much.
Okay, so
thank you, chat roll.
What are the theories? I haven't heard the theories on this one yet. I want to know, what are the theories that this guy is playing? He said superhero, which implies good guy if you take him at his word.
Because first we heard that he was playing a villain. And then he debunked that real quick.
Could be swerving. He said, I'll be playing a superhero. He could be swerving.
Are you trying to channel your inner Johnny?
I'm just trying to give props to Jay Quasto out there. Couldn't be here with us today. Is he doing the sports show?
Yeah, he's Whistle Sporting.
So shout out to Jay Quasto.
And Mike Kalinowski.
Shout out to those guys. Can't be here.
I can't believe you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally,
this.
Totally. Yes.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
No, not at all.
You really? But you were so on my team. Thank you. That's so supportive of you.
Yeah, yeah.
We had that sick trailer made for us.
Oh, my God.
That was...
Guys.
We have to play that.
We kind of... You know, you guys are the best, because we kind of bailed Johnny out. Like, Johnny went to all this trouble. He made this great audio, and then we, like, the selfish children on, like, Christmas Day, were like, what, you didn't put audio to it? Why is there audio? Why isn't there video, Johnny? It's just audio.
We were such asses about it, but you want to know what? You guys saved our butts.
Within 8 hours.
I think that you have it. I think that Zach has it in the booth. I don't remember the name of the person. Zach, do you have who said it? Who sent it to us? I'll find it if you don't, but...
Okay, so I guess we're going to take a brief respite from our Wonder Woman in-depth discussion.
Because I just thought about it, because it's so cool.
Are you going to watch the FCC Movie News intro, the trailer with audio recordings by Johnny LaQuasto, featuring this great visuals by...
Are you mad that I just stopped the show to do that?
No, I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
And here we go.
In a world where there are so many podcasts, web shows, and internet talking heads... The people of the universe were void of a show that gave them all their DC news that they so intensely desired.
And
when the odds stacked against them,
it's only us.
Projects, scheduling conflicts, and well,
and DCEU films featured, right?
Yeah, it's at Movies Schmidt. Who sent it to us, by the way?
Squad. At Movies Schmidt, you're amazing. Squad.
But the DC movie news.
You can hear me.
Katana looks kind of wacky, right?
Yeah.
Katana looks a little DC universe domination.
They came across. I went through some weird makeup stages too. I don't know.
A man with the looks.
See my
DC
laugh. It sounded like a joke.
The man joined them in their quest.
And Colin Housley gets his own like portion of
Katana. I know. We've been in all different studios.
This is my favorite part. Yeah. I like this part. Yeah. Give you
everything the tanning one. They put in the tanning episode when I spray tanned.
I have such a sweaty forehead a lot of times.
Yeah. So the DC movie, it's okay. You look hot anyway. Today,
wow.
We have one question for you.
Do you watch? You will.
Yeah, Johnny. We's for real.
And people, he in the chat says. Thank you. You guys looked so young back then. I can't.
Thank you. Yeah, 12 months ago, we looked like babies. We were babes.
Mohammed says, man, thank God for DC movie news with constant hate on DC online. So we're positive in senses.
We are a source for positivity and fun, and we eschew all those that would be against that. You know, there's a lot of hate out in the world. It's okay to be frustrated with things, but come on. We're talking about comic books. on film and television.
If Johnny doesn't book a job off that, I don't know what will book anybody a job these days.
I mean,
that's some VO gold right there.
Yeah, I think so. Johnny, go get yourself hired from that, please. Okay, so I'm really interested. Getting back to Wonder Woman for just a second. Who this guy, Saeed Tagmaoui, is going to play? What's going on with Chris Pine? The headline, guys, is that Wonder Woman is in production. It's actually happening. And, I mean, just think. These films are going to start coming. It's so great. But now, onto Flash news. Ezra Miller was kind of quoted saying how he felt that his Flash was going to differ from the CW Flash. And, you know, it's funny. This piece of news has been around for the better part of the week, and what's being noted about it is actually how little the guy actually said with his quote. So this is not like news so much as non-news. But
right, but I will also say, because you asked a question, but then you didn't want to hear what they said as an answer, there was a lot of Dr. Fates in here. He's Dr. Fate, he's Dr. Fate, he's playing. There's all different predictions on.
Oh, Dr. Fate?
Yeah.
That's good.
There's all different stuff. They've got million predictions, as you guys usually do, because you're great. Yeah, Ezra Miller, I feel like we've been talking about this a lot, like that his Flash will be different than Grant Gustin's Flash.
Yeah.
But we don't hear it out of his mouth.
Here's the thing with Dr. Fate, though.
Oh, we're going back.
Well, just, I mean, because I think, and I don't know, and guys, correct me if I'm wrong, Roxy.
That's me.
Slide to your right a little bit. No, that wasn't a message up there. I'm just saying I think you would look better if you slid to the right. See, I wasn't breaking the fourth wall that time. With Dr. Fate, can't the person get old who puts on the helmet and the doctor takes over? So I feel like the human vessel of Dr. Fate ages and dies and is transported to a new generation. So if that's the case, I guess he still could be Dr. Fate, but then he wouldn't be the Dr. Fate of the present. And I don't know, man. Dr. Fate? I don't know. Maybe. Interesting. Interesting possibility.
It was like an overwhelming response in here about Dr. Fate.
Well, because it's a hero that like would last through the ages, but I mean, my recollection is that it's the helmet. If you put on the helmet, you bond with the spirit kind of thing. It's almost like an Etrigan or Dead Man kind of thing. Or
Michael just gave a straight you're wrong.
What? Oh, so you're saying like the person that puts on the Dr. Fate helmet does not age. They are ageless? Is that what you're saying? I didn't know that was a thing.
You know, I did defer to you.
I could be wrong here. I'm not
Christian
saying that
says
I know.
It's simple, Adam. Magic.
Okay. Sure. All right, so you think he's playing Zatanna, or what's Zatanna's dad's name?
Zatara, I don't know.
That would be a magician.
Wow, there are a lot of different things in here. That's pretty much it, though, like you just said.
Okay.
Okay, let's go on to Ezra Miller.
Ezra on the Flash.
Okay.
See how with only two people, the ball can get dropped a little easily. You know, like we let the ball fall down between there. If we both go to the feed.
We haven't dropped it. It was more like it's keep the ball up in the air.
It came
and it's
very
like,
close to the ground.
Came
very close to the ground there. So he basically said he wants his character to have, more emotional depth, that he's, you know, I can't tell if this is like a slag at like CW shows in general, because, you know, obviously a TV show gives a character more opportunity to get, you know, more in depth as far as the character, as opposed to like a 2-hour film. But, you know, the film will be able to go to some emotional places or some maturity places where the TV show can't.
This is his quote. But really, I'd like him to have the usual dimensions we know and love, and then some extra ones that are part of the amazing consideration of this superhero. I hope to realize him as a person, and I think that's most exciting for me in superhero mythologies is when we feel the humanity of someone who is heroic or the heroism of someone who's flawed, deeply human person.
Here's what I get from that. First part is extra dimensions, so I'm wondering if those are like the third dimension, which is with the glasses on, and then the fourth dimension, and then the fifth dimension with like Mr. and Ms. Piddalict or anything like that. So which specific dimensions he's implying.
Right, that's what Latino Review says. The pun that Miller is referring to is the fact that there have been storylines in comics where there are parallel flashes involved in the story, hence the multidimensional human.
Right, exactly. So he's kind of showing us there that he's aware of like crisis and all these different things, and I wouldn't take, you know, too much more meaning from that. But,
well, I believe he's a comic book fan, so I think he knows, and he kind of knows how to tease this audience and what is interesting to us.
I have heard that as well. So, that, I mean, that's, listen, That's all exciting. And I also take from the fact that he's saying, as opposed to some superhero films where we don't get any depth of character, you know, he's trying to just say, like, hey, listen, this is something that we all recognize. The best movies are the ones where we really get to explore the depth of the character, and it's not all surface.
Okay.
So you want to talk a little bit about the Batmobile?
Oh, the story that you sent?
Oh, why? What were you gonna?
No, I'm just excited that you sent this story in.
Oh, yeah. So I guess there was this thing, this online show called Variant, and they were basically taking you through the Warner Brothers studio tour, which, did you do the studio tour?
Yeah, buddy.
And that's open, like, for good. That's open to the public?
Nobody.
No?
Nope.
The way Variant implied that it would say, they were saying, like, people come see us, we're open now, so.
Maybe now.
Okay.
I don't know. When I went a while ago, it was like, I jumped through hoops.
Well, I believe that this tour is open to the public now, at least, and at least until January, the new Batmobile is going to be, as part of the tour, in Burbank and Warner Brothers, if you live in this coast, or if you're going to be visiting Disneyland or Universal Studios or something over the holiday season. And we got to see the Batmobile, and there were some cool things dropped about the Batmobile. One thing is that it's 20 feet long and about 12 feet wide. I was actually there. I've told you guys on the show before, I've actually got to sit inside one of the two built Batmobiles.
How many of us could they fit?
If it's
20
feet
long.
Two people, yeah, because the back is all just like engine and stuff. The tires for this thing, the rear tires were shaved down tractor tires, so you have a huge wheelbase. I'm not a car guy, guys. I'm probably saying that wrong. But then the tires were shaved down, so you have like this tremendous rim, essentially, and then like this big chunky tire that's still smaller than a tractor tire. And, you know, they implied that they were, in fact, inspired by the Keaton Batmobile, which, if you look at it, you can see it has that sort of length and almost the sleekness in the cockpit area from the Keaton, but it also has some of the tank elements too, and it's got the turret gun on top. They also pointed out that, like, this Batmobile, if you look closely at the details, it's been beat to hell because it's been through hell, because this Batman, unlike other Batman,
because he's been retired.
Because, well, that's the thing, is they said because he's been Batman a long time. So if Kalinowski was going to hear, I was going to, like, all right, I see that as an argument for you. He said because he's been Batman for a long time, and not he was Batman for a long time before he retired and came back. So Kalinowski, okay, just
should,
to fill
you should on. I channel my inner Mike? He has not been retired. He has been working this whole time. He is, and then you fight back and say, he has, he retired, he did.
That's your impression of both Mike and myself, is that I sound like a little girl and Mike sounds like a gruff ogre.
Wow, I didn't know I thought that until I just did that.
Yeah. You, like, revealed your psychology. I just unpacked your whole mental state, you know, just by how you do an impression of me. And that's what you give me. Unbelievable.
Okay, well, do an impression of me then.
I'm just gonna talk like this. I really like
Your
Flash.
Vocal fry is on point.
And I just like a Flash and Grant Gustin.
By the way, to the people who are watching live right now, you know what I missed that we used to do? What? Answer the questions at the end. So they're submitting their questions. Anybody
Great.
Who has submit your
we
questions
will
answer them
we
at
will.
The end.
Okay, there's not a lot of news today, so we'll get through stuff. That's a lie. We always say that.
Yeah,
a lot
no.
of stuff. Okay, so Batmobile, go online. Variant, I think you can find the link to that at superherohype.com. Okay, and now also we got Batman v Superman shirts. The first official shirts. I imagine these are the first in a barrage of integrated merchandise. I ordered this one. I ordered the Batman.
For me?
No, not for you. For me.
You didn't get one for me?
No. I don't know what your size is. Listen, Black Mud is sending you Harley Quinn dresses that are
Black
form-fitting.
Milk.
Black Milk. Black Mud. Listen, Black Mud, if you're out there, send me something. Black Milk.
It'd be a little tight on you, I feel.
Black Milk. That's fine. Tighter the better. I like it. I like a little roll of fat hanging down there that I could play with, suspended by nylon.
You're all muscle.
And then the next one, of course, it's just, I think, even the cooler shirt, the Gotham Demon.
Yeah, I like this one a lot.
That's really cool. And I asked myself immediately, I'm like, why didn't you get that one? Red looks terrible on me.
You didn't do it?
No, I got
No, I've seen you
one.
In red. You look good in red.
I don't think so.
Yeah, especially summertime. You get a little tan going
I appreciate
on.
That. I think I'm too red for red. But, so guys, those are the first shirts. But trust me, after the New Year starts, you know, once we get into mid-January, toward the end of January, I think the real barrage of marketing and Batman v Superman info is going to be coming out there. We'll have a new trailer in a couple of weeks, most likely, with Star Wars, rather.
And then we'll have a movie.
Okay. And then we'll have a movie. Now, Justice League. So we already talked about, we got Wonder Woman. Guess what's after that? They're just saying, like, you know what? We haven't even put out one of these movies, and we're already jumping into Justice League. Mm-hmm. That's right. Justice League is going to start filming in England right after Wonder Woman sometime in the first or second quarter of next year. So, is it first or second quarter or second or third quarter? Can you find that?
Yeah,
did you find that?
I'll look.
Either way, Zack Snyder is just, he's just like, look, he and Deborah Snyder, they're a husband and wife power duo. This is their life.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem cool with it. Like, they don't like, oh, I'm working so much.
What do you mean
like,
they seem cool with it? Of course they seem cool with it. Wouldn't you seem cool with it?
No, because, like,
you
listen,
wouldn't?
You saw what happened with Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
He burnt out hard, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and he's an amazing creative force.
I still love him.
I love him, too. I'm just saying, like, it seems like so much work. I could never... I think I'm a busy guy. Like, I work on a couple of different shows. I work for Doghouse. I come here. I think I'm busy. This guy, not only is he busy, he's moving hundreds of million dollar projects.
First or second quarter.
First or second quarter next year. And, like, he just doesn't seem like he stops going. And, again, if you watch that Man of Steel inside, Zack Snyder is just one of the coolest directors. If you've never heard him speak or talk, he just comes off as, like, someone who really loves what he does. And he loves the idea of putting these cool images up there.
I love looking at them. So lucky for us.
Yeah. Very exciting stuff, guys. Now I want to get to possibly my favorite piece of news. You all know what it's going to be. There is a slew. I'm talking mm-hmm. about a slew
yeah.
of Justice League Dark rumors going on.
This is the big news of the week.
Okay, guys.
It's not even news.
It's not. That's the thing. It's like we're hearing all this stuff, and I don't know exactly where it's come from. Like, yeah, we hear it's like a Latino review. Got
yeah.
from these people. But listen.
Super hype.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. And this film isn't even officially greenlit yet, but now we're hearing, and this makes sense if you think about it, Guillermo backed away from the project about a month ago. That doesn't surprise me. Guillermo was like an auteur.
I was sad about it, though. It didn't surprise me, but I was sad. Like, I didn't say surprised, I was sad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. But I'm not even that sad about it, you know, because, like, I don't know. I mean, on one hand, I would like to see his vision of it, but I also think you got to go with the program to some extent. And if this is true, Just listen to some of these casting rumors that we're hearing about. Like, for John Constantine, or for possibly Adam Savage, you have Ewan McGregor and Colin Farrell's name being bandied about. Okay, it's unclear as to who would be what role, but a lot of people have said Colin Farrell for Constantine, it makes sense. Guess what? They're both Brits, guys. I mean, either one of those would be great. This is one of the only times that I would say I would miss the TV person like Matt Ryan, because he's so good at it, but...
He is so good. But that's how I feel the same thing about Grant Gustin.
I know. I disagree with you on that front. But Ewan McGregor or Colin Farrell in one of these movies would be so great. But the most exciting rumor, and this is a rumor that, like, I'm going to indulge this rumor because if I hear next week that it's not true, I can never entertain the rumor again. But the rumor that Ron Perlman...
I know.
Who I love is the Beast, and who I love in Sons of Anarchy, and I love his Hellboy.
He is so badass.
Imagine it!
Holy cow. I know.
And think about how much money is there. Well, of course, we're talking about Ron Perlman as Swamp Thing, as if you didn't know that already. He's an older guy now. I imagine Swamp Thing to be some combination of CGI makeup with prosthetics. I think it would be great.
Yeah, I think it would be really cool, too. I'm just reading even more of these rumors right now. I'm so excited for you about Swamp Thing
whatnot. I didn't even know that Swamp Thing was going to be in it at first.
Yeah, well, I still don't think we know. Constantine, Swamp Thing, Dead Man, Zatanna, like all of them. It's possible, but this is a rumor that I hadn't heard that Cara Delevingne might cameo as Enchantress.
Well, that certainly was a rumor, and I think that was just attached to the magic nature of the Justice League Dark, and because she's Enchantress. And that makes sense. And again, I don't know if there's any, you know, grounds for that, but clearly there's going to be connectivity between the films, and it seems like rather than have Ben Affleck be in this movie, it would make sense to have Enchantress because she lives in the world of magic, and Zatanna lives in the world of magic, and
unless she dies. So
doubt she's dying, but unless she dies, but I doubt she's dying.
I think she's dying.
You think she's dying?
Oh yeah.
You think Enchantress dies in this film?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah, I guess I have another bet. I got a Batman v Superman bet with Kalinowski.
Well, we have to lose one of them. We got to lose one of them.
One of who?
We got to lose one of the squad.
Oh, I think we'll lose plenty.
And one of them is going to be Enchantress.
I don't know. Maybe. I would
bet. It's on, sir. What's the bet, though? It's just a bet.
Can I have some more of those
surf and turf sausages? I really like those ones.
Okay, yeah, I'll make you surf and turf sausages if Delavine dies.
And you can borrow my Harley Quinn dress if
she
lives.
That doesn't seem fair. That doesn't seem equal.
Guys, tell them it's fair.
That's not fair.
Let's be honest.
I don't know if I agree with that. So Ben Mendelsohn is possibly rumored now to play Dr. Anton Arcane, the arch nemesis of Swamp Thing. Like, stop it. Just stop it. I feel like I'm on...
But you mean stop it, but do it.
I mean, don't stop it. I mean, I feel like I'm on the best roller coaster in the world, and it keeps going around. Now you're talking Ron Perlman. I mean, look, these could be all just crazy rumors. But man, I like these rumors.
Yeah, me too.
And also, Monica Bellucci.
In the chat right now, they're saying XD Viper says, I'm still wrapping my head around Justice League, but I can't begin to think about Justice League Dark. I completely disagree. I love thinking about Justice League Dark. Like, this is what gets me so excited.
How much it makes sense if you get Batman v Superman, Suicide Squad right after that, you get Justice League right after that, you get Justice League Dark. Maybe.
Yum. I love it.
I know it's interesting. It could be potentially confusing, and people were saying, will it actually be called Justice League Dark? I don't know.
But I would be okay if it was.
I mean, I think the Justice League films are planning on coming out in 17 and 19. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 17 and 19.
Yeah, 17 and 19. So it would make sense like a Justice League Dark coming out in 18.
He wants to know if you want to borrow my dress now in studio. That's something.
Oh no, we're on YouTube. I think that would break some YouTube. We would get censored immediately.
I didn't lose the bet yet. Gosh.
But hey, listen. Props for trying. Props for trying. So I guess. Oh, yeah. Monica Bellucci. What role is she
moving
for?
Oh, yeah. The Neon Empire Suicide Squad cast began as rumors. Think about it. That's true.
We have
a lot of casts that begin as rumors.
Oh. No, this sounds good. And listen, I'm saying that this could not be true because I really want these rumors to be true so bad. I've been talking about since the first episode of DC Movie News, more than 12 months ago, about how cool it would be to see a real deal, properly done Swamp Thing, not in a cheesy film, not in a cheesy USA series, not in an animated series, but proper, and I think we're going to see it.
Let me ask you, Adam, because I'm going to save it for question time.
Okay. Great. No more
tease.
Movie news? Oh, no. Directors. Also rumors about directors. This just came out. Thank you to whoever tweeted about us. Justice League Dark directors.
I'm too scared to say
it. You don't
want
to try to say the names?
I have a really hard time.
Okay, but they are the directors. One is a pair of directors who
Big Bad Wolves directing duo, Aaron Casales and Navit Pup. I'm so sorry. I'll butcher him. As well as Evil Dead remake director Fede Alvarez are top contenders to make the to take on the gig right now.
So it sounds like they're going into the horror genre. It sounds like this will be, you know, not a $250 million movie, but maybe like a buck and a quarter.
Yeah.
Do they even make superhero films for that anymore? Who are we kidding? You know, who are we kidding? This is going to be a $200 million movie.
100%. But they're going to start with a way lower budget, and then that's what's going to happen.
Anyway, guys, this is exciting.
Why can't I say their names?
The world is exciting. I hope your turkey smells good if you're still with us. You're watching us on this Thursday.
Why are you talking about Thanksgiving? It's in a week from now.
Next week, if you're watching it a week from now. But if you're watching it a week from now, it will be today. So if you're watching it today, which is a week from now for the purpose of this podcast, which is being recorded on the 19th, you're watching it on the
24th or 26th. But you want to know what? Then the news is going to be a little irrelevant because there's going to be more news. So
no, the news is going to stop for the holidays.
That actually happens sometimes.
I guess there's nothing else to talk about, is there?
It's time for Roxy Stratus TV time.
He said to sing along.
She's singing.
DC movie news. It's time to talk.
TV time.
Okay.
Did you notice that even Mike sang along last week? It's getting there. Do you know how many tweets I get about that song and people singing it? Like, no joke. People say that it's stuck in their head. It's bad ass. Just saying.
It's a great theme. Thank you again for the theme. We love it. Tragedy struck the world, obviously, last Friday, I believe it was, when the attack of the Eagles of Death Metal show in Paris, over 100 people were killed. And, you know, when things like that happen, those who broadcast and put out TV shows tend to be a little bit protective and sensitive to the nature of the material.
Yeah, of the content.
So a Supergirl episode, which was supposed to be episode 4, got pulled because there were terrorist themes. I don't even remember what was supposed to happen in the episode. Did you see the promos for the episode?
This is what the description was. Kara's Thanksgiving may be ruined when she suspects her foster mother, Dr. Danvers.
That's what they aired. That's episode 5.
Oh, is what they...
Yeah.
The episode is officially described as follows. Oh, instead they air their 5th episode, sorry. Yeah, which I didn't end up watching because I thought what they did was... This is what screwed me up. I'm caught up and I thought that they canceled the episode. But they pushed one up. Episode 4 was originally set to dealt with a series of bombings and shows, fictional National City. So it dealt with serious bombings.
So it was cool to see Helen Slater. I still don't see how you play, like, the Dean Cain, Helen Slater relationship. I don't know. She seems a little bit...
You just seem to be really not into the show so far.
Well, okay, listen. I will say this. When it started off, there was like an alien in custody, which was cool because I was wondering if that alien was actually caught on the previous episode or probably wasn't, but whatever. She's caught in action. There's a great action scene with Supergirl. She does a flip and she's flying and I'm like, okay, the show is finding its footing. And I felt good about it. Until the rest of the episode when they introduced Livewire and it was just stupid. I just didn't love it. Britt Morgan played Livewire. Started off cool, like she was this shock jock that hated Supergirl. The biggest problem I had with it is, you know, she's threatening Cat Grant the whole time, and you get to see a lot of Supergirl and Cat Grant, like, working together. And I just didn't buy that Cat Grant was very threatened by this, or anything was really important or dangerous. And I guess that's the difficulty when you're doing something with a campier tone, and I'm not against something having a campy tone, but I am against just feeling that there are no stakes there, because then I'm like, all right, well, I'm not jazzed about it.
I hate when Adam's not jazzed about something.
And I have to give props where props are due. I really enjoyed Gotham this week. I thought the stakes were high. There was a lot of tension. There was Captain Barnes and this other officer and Gordon trapped. It really focused on Gordon. It really was about Gordon Begins. It's
getting better and better this season. I really think
Listen, because everybody knows how I ripped apart Gotham when it was like those really stupid scenes in Arkham and everything. And it was dumb. And like I said the same thing. I'm like, look, guys, I'm going to keep trying it. But... this was a great episode. It may be my favorite episode of this show so far because there was just the least amount of cringeworthy stuff. I even liked the Alfred and Bruce stuff. I even didn't mind the Silver St. Cloud, you know, Bruce being driven. Like, it just gelled for me a little bit better. I liked Riddler and Penguin.
Oh, I like their relationship, too. I'm curious how you feel with everything with Gordon going dark, like this darkness inside him and Barbara telling him he's dark.
Yeah.
You like that?
You do. Because I feel...
Sick and twisted, yeah.
Yeah, I do. It's because it's interesting because how do you play Gordon as just being the most noble guy in the world? I forget the name, but I listen to Howard Stern a lot. And the former police commissioner of New York was on Howard Stern. And... this guy's a former Marine, and you realize how difficult it is to become a police commissioner. There are thousands and thousands of policemen climbing ranks. It's a combination of politics and being fearless and being able to lead men. So it's like this idea of commissioner, there's a long way to go. And that kind of put it in perspective, listening to the former police commissioner of New York on the radio. But even when I was anti-Gotham, I've always said, you know, like, just show me more Gordon. Show me more Bullock.
Yeah, they're excited in the chat that you're liking it. Some people still think it's bad, but I'm completely with you. I love what they're focusing on right now.
It was brutal.
Yeah, it was.
There was
really
some serious
brutal.
Brutality. I love the assassins. Oh my god, Missy from Doctor Who. Maybe that's why I loved it so much. I like the Doctor Who. I don't even know the actress's name, but she plays Missy, the mistress on Doctor Who. She to me captures how you can wink at the world, but still have stakes and gravitas. I don't know how to say it, and I guess I thought when Fish Mooney did it, it was just too much, I'm Fish Mooney. And this girl, she plays it with such sincere seriousness. When she picks up the phone, when she makes a call, when she asks for someone to be killed, it will be dealt with. And
Michelle Gomez.
Okay. Wow. Michelle Gomez.
She was really great.
She really killed it for me.
I don't care if you eat people.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, listen. I'm always going to tell you, is Gotham won this week in all four DC shows for me.
No. For me, it's got to be Flash. It's always got to be
like
Flash.
Let's talk about Flash.
Going to Gorilla City, badass.
Okay. We have a picture of Gorilla City. That was amazing. I
just
love
Grodd
the portrayal
looked
of
so
Grodd.
So cool this week. Grodd looked so cool. And I didn't think it was that great of an episode at first. I had some flaws. Mm-hmm. There were some flaws because I didn't love the relationship with his dad. And sometimes I feel like it was forced. And I felt the bond when he was in Iron Heights even more. Uh-huh. But what I loved was the Say Anything moment. I am such a sucker for love. I love everything going on with Patty's
Gabriel.
Yeah, In Your Eyes is my favorite song of all time. I love Peter Gabriel. I love this moment. And I really like what's going on with Hawk Girl and Sis. Go, although Hawkgirl's not going to end up with him, so his heart's going to be broken. But the love.
Why not?
Because she's going to end up with Hawkman, it's just not going to happen.
Why?
Because that's what they're going to do, and they're going to go over to Legends. I know. My heart aches.
Almost punched Cisco through the television when he, he vibed that girl. She wanted to, kiss him, and he had to leave.
You know what? I'm going to say it right here,
Not
now.
Not okay, so bro.
Yeah, not okay.
Not okay, bro.
Not okay
Listen,
at all.
You deal with those vibes later.
I would have not
you might never
okay.
get a chance to kiss that girl again. And you kissed that girl. You kissed that Hawk girl.
Those vibes weren't even like somebody's getting murdered somewhere else. It was
she
like.
She had wings!
Yeah. Chill,
I can
bro.
Leave. It's all wings.
Like, if you make out with somebody and you see that image, you keep kissing
And
then
he thought it was a man.
Yeah, and he thought it was a man.
So I thought, okay, maybe Cisco's gay, which is fine.
No, oh my God.
But maybe he's like, oh, I felt weird, and I didn't, but listen.
No.
Don't lie to yourself, bro.
I'm going to say it because you know that I have the biggest girl crush on Sierra Renee. I think she's amazing. And she's an avid comic book reader. She's
a big
fan. Is
that the one
who's
playing Hawkgirl?
Yeah, and so I got to interview her, and I'm going to try to get her on the show. I'm going to say it now.
I promise I'll be cool if you get her on. But she's a very attractive young lady.
She is the sweetest person. She was so humble. This is her first big thing because she comes from Broadway. She killed it in the episode. I can't wait to see more of her.
Yeah. And listen, here's an example of where when you have fun beats on a show, it doesn't matter if the effects are a little listen, the more you see Grodd, it's not as good as Planet of the Apes effects.
They try to make it a little dark. And so, yeah, but I think they do a great job.
They do a great job for the show. And I like the character. I like the approach that he was. They did obviously take a cue from Caesar and Planet of the Apes. They made him more sympathetic. Now he goes to Gorilla City. Soon we're building up to Grodd, the supervillain Grodd, because he's going to meet his fellow gorillas. And I love
his relationship with Caitlin is so sweet and beautiful.
It was great. It was a King Kong relationship.
Yeah, it was
King Kong with it.
And
it
with the white, they had her in all the white, which was
It was a total King Kong thing happening. That was fun. No, Flash was good. Flash was definitely good. I'm not complaining about it. It's just coming off of the Zoom taking wilted ragdoll body of the Flash for a tour.
Mm-hmm.
This is so much heat coming off of that episode that it's hard to catch up with that.
It's always my favorite though, and I will say something else that people aren't going to be good about, but I have to say
I can agree with you. Roski is about to say something controversial.
Arrow hasn't been living up to its hype for me recently. I do love the show, but recently I've been finding in the middle, I'm like, maybe I'll go to the bathroom. I'm just going to do the
show. Are you saying you find it a little boring?
It's
a little boring. I agree.
Makes me have to pee a little bit.
I agree. And I know you said you like this running for mayor stuff, and I'm like, I couldn't be less interested.
I do, but I don't know something about it. It's been a little slow.
Couldn't be less interested. I think Brandon Routh maybe saved the last episode for me a little bit. I love Brandon Routh on the show.
Yeah, but him and his chemistry with Felicity is throwing me off. I don't know.
What, you don't buy it?
No, it's not that I don't buy it. It's that I'm nervous about it. We work so, now she's with Oliver and she made that big decision. What is she going to do?
Well, she's going to blow up. We all know Felicity's going to die this season. So
no,
I think
we don't
it's just
know
how.
That.
No, we do.
We don't.
It's pretty sure it was officially out there.
No.
Yep.
No.
Pretty sure.
You just officially said
Check
that.
It. So the Arrow was Brotherhood this week. Ollie and Diggler are friends again. I was never that invested in the dude. I don't like the flashbacks as much that he looks exactly the same because I'm like, when did this happen? Now it's just it's too much time happened between there, so I hate those flashbacks.
And when you don't get the lesson at the end of the week.
So now next year are we flashing back to season one? Are they just going to show flashbacks to season one? Which could be cool if they do that interestingly. Damien Dark's a dick.
Mm, He is. He really is.
I love him. I love
Neil
that
McDonough's
actor.
Neil McDonough's so good.
He's so good. Does he have the best posture of any actor you've ever seen?
He it looks different in every single thing he does. He has different posture, though. He's so great. He was on Public Morals this year. I love him on that TNT show. Yeah, he's really good.
He's very dialed into how his character walks. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think Arrow, Supergirl was my least favorite. Arrow next to that. Flash and Gotham neck and neck. I'm giving it to Gotham this week just because I feel like most improved player needs to get...
And you're not watching iZombie.
Nah, still can't count it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I literally don't have enough time for it.
I know,
at this
that
point.
Show is just adorable.
Because I have other shows I like to watch. Now, Jessica Jones is going to happen tonight.
Yo, that's in like 8 hours.
Okay, guys, so is that all of our TV time? Is there anything else? Oh, no, we got Legends of Today, Legends of Yesterday. Heroes are about to join forces once again. I think, is this around the new year?
Heroes and Forces is on, December 1st or so. It's the next one episode
soon.
There is, yeah.
Before the mid-season break?
There is no episode. Yeah, I think it's December 1st is the...
So Legends of Today is going to happen on Flash?
Oh, no, are you talking about Legends of Tomorrow?
No, I'm talking about Legends of today and then Legends of Yesterday.
You're talking about the crossover episode. Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's next... I'll look this
up. Okay. So that looks really awesome.
There isn't an episode next week.
So pretty much...
There's no episode next week.
Okay, so this would be the week of December 1st and 3rd or something like that. Okay, so Heroes Join Forces. Looks great. This is always fun when this happens because there are differences in the tone of Arrow and Flash, so I love the flavor you get when you kind of mix them together. I think that's a great tone. We're going to see the Hawk people in it. We're going to see...
The Hawk people.
The Atom, the Hawk Man and the Hawk Girl, the Hawk people. We're going to see
Vandal Savage.
We're going to see... Are we going to see Vandal Savage?
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to meet Casper Crump yet?
I don't know.
We're not going to meet Casper Crump as... Oh, no. Casper Crump is Vandal Savage.
Yeah, but I don't know how we're going to...
Which
we're
one
gonna
is B.D. Wong playing? Oh, B.D. Wong is
on
Gotham. He's on Gotham.
He's playing Hugo Strange.
He's playing Hugo Strange. So yeah. Vandal Savage is Casper Crump, and that so we might see...
Yeah, Vandal Savage guest stars Casper Crump, and we're going to see him.
So he's going to be in this crossover, you think?
I think so. I don't know how we're going to see him, though, but I think so.
Are we meeting Rip Hunter now? We're going to meet everybody?
No, I don't know about Rip Hunter. I know.
Guys, chat rule, do you know about this? When is Rip Hunter?
It's confirmed that we'll see Vandal Savage, that we'll see Kendra Saunders, so Sierra Renee, that we'll see Cisco, Barry, of course. Hawkman. We're going to see Hawkman. We're going to see Jay Garrick. We're going to see more Harrison. So that's what we got so far.
So this looks like this is going to be the closest thing to the Justice League done properly on television coming up in these next couple of crossover weeks. So that's going to be awesome. So, yeah. TV time is looking good. TV time is going to keep us happy and entertained through March. I have no doubts.
TV.
No, don't go back to that old busted theme song when you have a nice, pretty, hot theme song.
Thank you for that life lesson. I feel like that you're trying to tell me something there. Can I ask you some questions before my computer dies?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so this is from before in the chat. Thanks you guys for joining us live on YouTube. From BJ Dillett. Who do you think the main villain/villains in the Flash movie will be? Boomerang? Grodd?
Good question. And it's gotta be...
I don't think it's gonna be Grodd. They've had stretched him out so much on the show. Same thing with Reverse.
You almost can't say it's not going to be someone they haven't done on the Flash show.
No, it's got to be.
Because they've done so many on the Flash show. It's going to be. It could be a double up.
Well, do you think that we would get a Zoom or something like that? I don't know.
I hope it's not a Zoom.
Okay.
Because it seems a little on the nose to start. A Trickster seems a little weird introducing our Joker. Thinking about what this current DC universe looks like, man, I don't know. I have no good guess on that. I'm interested to hear.
So far out, we don't know who the villains are going to be leading up to that. There was a lot of stuff earlier on Jai Courtney and just wondering how we could possibly get him back into this universe or where we think he would fit. So what are you thinking about?
Jai Courtney?
About like what other movies we can see him in and
as
how
Captain
he can,
Boomerang?
Yeah, and like where he will, how he can possibly fit elsewhere. Like,
Oh, I mean, isn't Captain Boomerang a Flash guy, too? Isn't he a Flash villain as well?
I think that's what they were getting at.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
I think that we could see him show
up. I would like to see
that.
I would like to see the Suicide Squad, a lot of them, you know, then filter out into the other films. I think that would be great. I think that's great that you're introduced to Captain Boomerang before finding him in the Flash movie, before we've even met the Flash. Mm. I think that would be great.
Yeah, Jeremy in the chat says Ezra Miller versus Jack Courtney. And people are just wondering, like, where...
And also...
They're trying to utilize him a lot because he is a very successful actor, so... Where he's
He's
successful.
He's successful personally, but he's not well loved.
That's true.
He's like,
that's
the log line on Jai Courtney is like, stop trying to make Jai Courtney happen. Mm. Now, that doesn't mean he can't still happen.
I know, everybody was saying that too.
That's the thing. He was good on Spartacus, like, you know, but whatever. I think that would be great. And you know what would be really cool is if some of the people that are essentially the protagonists of Suicide Squad become actual villains in future
films.
Things,
that could be really cool.
Because then you didn't like wuss out on making these bad guys the protagonists of that film. That would be interesting, and I hope that happens.
XD Viper 45 says Gertler should do the whole show as Walken. LOL. I think that shouldn't be an LOL. I think you could do it. I believe in you.
I don't know. Roxy, tell me, is there another question? I'll do it for a little bit. It's hacky to do Walken because everybody does it. It's the most overdone thing to do. But it feels good. You like it. It go crazy. So, another question. Come to me, Roxy. What it got?
I can't. That was okay.
Please, ask the question.
Density Dennis says, do you think that Jared Leto's Joker will make a tiny appearance in BVS just to hype up the out of it?
No.
Fair enough. Okay.
No, he's not going to be in it. Not in the movie.
Okay. All right.
Next question.
If Legends of Tomorrow is successful, do you think they will renew it or spin off the characters into separate shows like Adam or Hawkman/Hawkgirl?
You know, I was in the Deer Hunter with Meryl Streep and Bobby De Niro. Meryl Streep was so beautiful. She smelled like daisies.
Okay. Next question. Alex Lancaster, who would you cast as Jason Todd?
Oh, I'd love to play Jason Todd. I've always been a Batman fan myself.
You Walken.
Yes, me, Christopher Walken. I could be an older Jason Todd. And maybe instead of, you know, losing his parents, he loses his grandkids. And he's very motivated. He's bereaved. He loses his grandkids. Kids die in a car wreck. And he says, Batman, train me. I'm your Robin. I'm originally a song and dance man anyway from Queens, so.
I'm scared to ask anymore because of your your incredible accent.
Okay. So, all right. So,
I'm proud of you, though.
Well, let's just end with a little bit of
comic news.
Comic news.
Cool.
So we know that next Wednesday, oh, I'm so excited, I'm going to be in New York for this because I'm going to get to go to Forbidden Planet, the best comic book store in the world.
Are we going
to
hang out?
Are you going to be in New York next week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely.
I lied. I'm going to be in Boston.
Oh, my God. Lies.
I know.
Lies. So Frank Miller's The Master Race, Dark Knight 3, comes out, and Frank's already talking about Dark Knight 4. And he's already, like, kind of confessing to the fact that, like, yeah, I didn't really write this one. It was my story. Brian Azzarello wrote it. But he's going to totally write Dark Knight 4, which begs the question. And he's talking about a Kerry Kelly spinoff, like mm-hmm. a Nancy Drew. Is Frank Miller, like, getting healthy again?
I don't know.
I thought he was, like... not doing well.
But now his name is everywhere. He's coming back. He's got all these ideas. He's working on stuff.
I will quote the first RoboCop film when I say,
ooh,
we're with you, Frank.
It could have been worse. It was an okay quote. I'll
give
it to you.
There was a Frank, Officer Frank. Oh, no. And then Frank dies in the opening scene when Murphy's introduced. So it's very exciting. Dark Knight 3 comes out. We'll be talking about it on the show. I'm going to get the first issue. We'll all talk about it. And then Kerry Kelly. That actually sounds really cool for a younger readership. Don't you think so, Nancy Drew?
I think that it sounds really cool.
Sounds great.
And I would borrow that from you.
And you know what it also reminds me of? If you read the Life is a Weapon, Matt Fraction, Hawkeye series, I love the idea of, like, Kerry Kelly caught up in, like, less life... altering mysteries, but more like in her kid's world. Like, I think that would be cool.
I just can't believe how great they thought your Walken impression was. Like,
it was.
They're like kind of going off about it right now.
Wasn't bad, right?
I almost don't want you to read any part of the chat because your head will get so big.
Oh, stop it, guys. Like, let's tell them.
And there's also a hashtag, we're with you, Frank, now. So,
oh, we're with you, Frank. And then finally, if you're like me and an Arkham Knight fan, you too can have a life-sized Arkham Knight Batman. This is an action figure that comes in at 6'2". I mean, I don't know what you do with something like this. Like, as a kid, this would piss me off because it would be like, he couldn't play with any of my other figures.
Yeah.
Like, who does he interact with?
You.
Just me?
Yeah, just you. You get them all to yourself.
You're the same height as him, so I don't know.
Yeah, he's
who's got the room for that kind of thing in their house?
Yeah, especially as a kid. I don't know.
I mean, I guess if you've got, like, some kind of man cave or child cave, you just put that in there, but it would be creepy. I don't know. I guess it's awesome, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get one and just have it be on the show all the time.
Damn right. We could put that in the corner. Nobody puts Batman in the corner.
Okay, guys. I think that's the show, unless you had anything else you wanted to say, Roxy.
No, my computer's at 1%. It's perfect timing.
Great, guys. It was fun. I won't be with you next week. I'll be back after that.
I think we're going to take the week off.
But we're taking the week off. So this is our Thanksgiving episode. So why did you... That was smart that I said Happy Thanksgiving all the time.
No, it's not good. It's not bad that you didn't say it. It's just like you're like Happy Thanksgiving as if today is Thanksgiving.
Because it was. It is for those people.
For the people watching on Thanksgiving, but
yes,
I want them to go hang with their family.
After they listen to the episode, the turkey's cooking.
Okay, well, maybe they listened within
the week. Okay, guys, Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you next time. No? Oh. Okay. Is that not our out?
Where can they find you? Like, where can I keep up with you?
I'm Adam Gertler. You can find me at Adam Gertler, sometimes on FYI, sometimes on FX, at Doghouse Restaurants, at Adam Gertler. I don't care.
And you can find Johnny at Jay Quasto. You can find Mike at Mike Kalinowski. You can find me at Roxy Stryer, or on Screen Junkies on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. doing TV fights.
Da, 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 da.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.